I think Jenny's Law represents real progress in the fight against gender-based violence. It's definitely a very positive step forward. Having a register that allows the public to see whether a potential partner has a history of domestic violence introduces a new level of transparency to the legal system and, more importantly, an added layer of safety for the public.
There's a lack of transparency out there at the minute. There's a lack of information out there, I presume, a major void at present.
Yes, absolutely. You look at the strong body of research already out there, it shows a clear link between history of domestic violence and homicide. Dr. Jane Mockington-Smith, for example, has written extensively about the 8-step timeline in domestic abuse homicides. And step one is always a history of domestic violence. So this new law has the potential to protect people entering new relationships with individuals who have such a history, or at the very least, to provide a level of openness that we haven't seen before in this area.
The proposed new law is named after Jennifer Poole from Dublin, who was murdered by an ex-partner back in 2021. Unfortunately, that's just many cases where women in the main have been seriously injured and in some extreme cases murdered by very violent partners that are repeat offenders.
More common than people like to believe. Now, I will say gender-based violence is a very complex issue and it is full of nuances. And I wouldn't say that that has always been fully reflected in Irish law. So it will be important to see how this legislation is going to work in practice. For example, whether barring orders or protection orders are going to be included under the register as well.
It's how the law is policed. It's how punishments are implemented if need be. If this data is going to be successful or not, if this database is going to make a difference.
We can only hope that it will. And as I say, I do think it's still real progress in the fight against gender-based violence as a whole.
Are you surprised, finally, that in this era of technology that has taken this long for such a database to be established?
I think that's a hard one to answer. Would we like to be further along than when we are? Absolutely. Would we like the full eradication of any gender-based violence? Absolutely. But I will say that people like the Minister of Justice are working to try and do their best to put laws forward to protect the public. So at the Sligo Rape Crisis Centre, we are here to listen and to help. We support people across Sligo, Leitrim and Cavan. If you or someone you know has been affected by gender-based violence, please get in touch with us on 1-800-750-780.